Hey family, welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. If you're listening today, I want you to pause for a second and let this truth settle in. Jesus is still alive. Easter Sunday may be behind us, but the resurrection, that's not a one day celebration. It's a daily reality. Today is Easter Monday. And in this episode, we're talking about what it looks like to walk in that light of resurrection. Not just on Easter morning, but in the ordinary Mondays that follow. Now, the morning after, when the miracle meets real life. Let's be real. Yesterday, we celebrated the greatest miracle in history. But now, it's Monday. The dishes are in the sink, the inbox is full, the world feels, well, about the same. That's how the disciples probably felt too. John 20, verse 19 says, on the evening of the first day of that week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for the fear of the Jewish leaders. Wait a minute, Jesus had already risen by then. They heard the good news, but they were still afraid, still hiding. Isn't that what we do sometimes? We hide? Yep, I do. I still have fear. A lot of it. To be honest, we all do. We know the truth of the resurrection, but our lives still look like Saturday. Still stuck, still scared. But here's the good news. Jesus meets us right where we are. That very night, he came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." He didn't wait for them to get it all together. He walked into their fear and brought peace. Romans 8, verse 11 says, "The spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you." Think about that for a second. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead sits in you. Same power that broke death's grip now lives inside you. Not a watered down version, not a future version right now, but the same spirit. That means resurrection isn't just something we believe in, it's something we live for. So let me ask you this. What in your life feels dead right now? That's a question between you and God, not you and me. Write it down in your journal. What dreams, hopes, or parts of your faith feel buried? Now, resurrection power says it's not over because Jesus rose. There's nothing too far gone for God to restore. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For at one time, you were darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." We don't just celebrate the tomb is empty. We live like it. We walk in a new way, with purpose instead of confusion, with peace instead of panic, with joy even when things are still hard. The resurrection gives us a reason to hope on Monday. Not because everything around us changed, but because everything within us did. Jesus didn't just come out of the tomb, he pulled us out with him. Now let's talk about head knowledge and heart transformation. Here's the challenge. It's easy to believe Jesus is alive and still live like he's not. It's easy to say he is risen on Sunday, but go back to anxiety, addiction, or autopilot on Monday. And we all have done that. We all still do. So how do we move from celebration to transformation? Well, a couple steps. And we all deal with this. We all struggle with this. So we'll work on it together. Start your day with resurrection truth. Remind yourself, I am forgiven. I am loved. And I'm free. Next, speak life over your dead places. Don't just rehearse problems. Declare promises. Third, live like Jesus is still walking with you, because he is. When you pray, when you work, when you struggle, he's there. Now take a deep breath. Ask yourself these questions, and these are between you and God, and you can put them in your journal. What would change if I really believed Jesus was alive and with me today? What part of my life needs resurrection power right now? And a reminder, you don't need a perfect faith to walk in the light. You just need a willing heart. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you're alive. And that changes everything. You've conquered death, silenced the shame, and opened the door to new life. And sometimes I forget. I get caught up in the fear, in routine, and even in doubt. And I live like Saturday, even though Sunday already came. Today, help me walk in the light of your resurrection. Let your power strengthen what's weak in me. Let your peace quiet what's anxious in me. Let your love resurrect what's been buried in me. Help me live like I'm truly free, not just on Easter Sunday, but every day. Because you are with me, and because the tomb is still empty. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for spending Easter Monday with me. If this touched you in any way, please share it with somebody. Let's carry it forward. Let's live like Jesus is alive, because he is. If you leave comments down below, prayer requests, I'll try to respond to them. Thank you. God bless. I'll see you on the next episode.